Good morning. Coming up here at 7:38, almost 7:39. It is time for our update from Coffeyville Interim City Manager Tim Wilson, because we have a meeting coming up tonight. Sir, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, James.
Hey, good deal. And, you know, like we were saying, it's kind of feels like a return to winter, but every day we're going to just get 10 degrees warmer. And by the time we get to weekend, Easter weekend, hard to believe that's already upon us. It's going to be it's going to feel like summer.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, hey, we do have a meeting that is on the way here tonight at City Hall. And what is sticking out to you here as we take a look at the agenda?
Well, we have a number of items on the agenda tonight. We're going to approve the appropriation ordinance of $4.7 million. You know, I want to mention again, we open the opportunity to hear from the public, so we allow comments from the public up to 3 minutes on any item they would wish to discuss. And then in our regular agenda items, we've got a proclamation to declare April 2024 Child Abuse Prevention Month in Coffeyville, Kansas. It's vitally important that we protect our children and eliminate abuse. So we've got a presentation of Community Rating Systems plaque for participation in FEMA. That's a plaque that will be awarded for our participation. And then in new business, we've got a resolution to authorize demolition contract with Mueller Construction for the demolition of 11 structures around Coffeyville. You know, that's one of the challenges in Coffeyville, that we've got to, we need to stay caught up. You know, there's a lot of blight in some of the neighborhoods, and we're going to be aggressive at eliminating homes that are beyond repair.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, it's one of those things we've been talking about, how a lot of area municipalities have been working through this process, and that condemnation process is one that takes a long time. I know it's you have to do, you know, a lot of steps that you have to go through, which is I think the way to go, just from the homeowner's sake, property owner's sake, to give them a chance to improve that property. But do you think now having a land bank, is that going to more easily facilitate that process? Because the way that some of these different municipalities do it is, you know, they're able to get that land, put it in the land bank, and then make that available for developers. It just seems to make it a little bit easier from my perspective.
It does. It makes it easier for people to turn their properties over to the city that have abandoned the properties and moved out of state, and really would cut down on their liability associated with the property. And it also gives the city the ability to donate lots out of that for new building purposes, or sell them at a reasonable price and drive new home construction in the city. So the land bank's playing a very critical part, I think. But, you know, the demolition, you know, we've got, what did I say, 11 on this list, but we need to do more. You know, it's something that you can get behind on, and we're playing a little bit of catch up, but we are, you know, we're going to get more aggressive in this area.
Well, sure, and I think people don't realize too that it's not exactly the cheapest thing in the world to tear down a structure as well. You know, it's going to be, you know, the city has to spend money in order to do that, and depending on how close the adjacent buildings are, that'll raise the cost. So
yeah,
it's not one of those things that you can just go out willy nilly and do. You kind of got to plan, it seems.
It is not. It is not cheap. We're averaging about $8,000 per demo, and we get bids on these, but the asbestos removal, and most of these homes are you know, anywhere from 50 to 100 years old, and most of them have asbestos, and the cost of removing asbestos has definitely increased the cost of demolition almost double over the past 10 years.
Yep, for sure.
And then we've got a resolution to express support for the Court of Valor project at Russellon Cemetery in the city of Coffeyville. I think most of you know the city of Coffeyville owns the Russellon Cemetery and maintains it. We've got a group of veterans, former veterans, that have put together a group with a number of different organizations, and they're raising money to upgrade the city of Valor. You know, Steve Caldwell built that many years ago. I think it was maybe 30, 40 years ago, and did a phenomenal job, and it's been a beautiful monument for the past 40 years, but it needs updated, and the current monument has run out of rooms where we cannot add names. We're going to move the monument to the corner where it has more visibility, and I think that's a worthwhile project. We've also got a discussion and action to approve cereal malt beverage licenses for King's Mart. Those are simply renewals because the businesses have changed hands, so not a big process involved there. And then we will have the city manager's report from there.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a few good things as we move forward here with the city and everything. So anything else, sir, you'd like to bring to our attention here today?
No, things are going really well in the city, and you know, we got a lot of work to do, but we're making good progress.
Excellent. Well, it is always exciting to see some new construction taking place. We always like that. So, and even the road work, although it can be inconvenient, is still a good step in the right direction.
It sure is. Thanks, James.
All right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Interim City Manager Tim Wilson here on the Mighty 690. And coming up, we are going to be getting a little bit of a preview from the Festival of Salads. We'll be getting that in here in just a few moments. We're going to do that a little bit earlier here. We'll squeeze that in, and then we will have lots more coming at you here at 7:44 here on the clock at 33 degrees right now in Coffeyville.